UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
On the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
I am fascinated by this particular tale. I hope we can back it up. It's on Outside the Lines. Jeremy Schapp is talking to ESPN reporter Dan Murphy. Mark Emmert from the NCAA, who makes millions of dollars a year, tells the Senators, "We need your help." We already covered this, which is a little bizarre. But his message to them is, he's quoting here, extremely concerned about the public perception of the NCAA. That's, dude, you know why it's perceived that way? Because it's the way you're doing your job. It's like saying, I took this paper and it was 2 and 2, I put down equaled 40, and people said, you know what, you're not that good at adding. You know what that would be why? Because you're not that good at adding. It's the same thing. You're making a mockery of a debacle of overseeing college sports, and now you're going to try and we're paying you all this money. People are paying. I'm not paying a nickel. They're paying you all this money, and you got to go to the government to try and help you. Are you nuts? Can you back it up or you can't? You should be able to back it up because it's not very long. You got to back it up just a little bit, but they're talking to people that are interesting stories here. I think you can only back it up as far as he tuned in, so he may not be able to go back far enough. He can? I'm not hearing you. You're talking to somebody, but not me. You're talking to somebody, but not me. Talking to yourself. Well, I thought it was a hell of an idea, but we're having all sorts of trouble doing it, of course, because that's how we roll here. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Just tell me when you want it. I was looking at the TV behind me.
How far back can you go? Can you get back to? We have to pick it up right now. If we pick it up now, it's almost finished. But can you back it up?
He rewound it.
All right. Well, take it back as far as he can to where he started this conversation with Dan Murphy. That's the reporter from ESPN. If he can take it all the way back there, take a listen. I think it's interesting.
Several initiatives on the state level around the country. The question now seems to be not whether, but the extent to which the NCAA will rewrite its rule book. And for more, we welcome our own Dan Murphy, who's in D.C., having covered the so-called Name, Image, and Likeness Summit. Dan, what exactly was on the agenda?
This was a first meeting with a group of high-profile senators who have decided they're going to try to jump into this conversation as federal legislation looks more and more likely. So Senators Romney and Murphy have both been critical of the NCAA in the past, and this was their initial sort of olive branch to reach out and give Mark Emmert an opportunity to plead his case. And as far as Emmert being there, he's really reaching out and saying, we don't want state-by-state laws. That's not tenable for the future of the NCAA. He was there to try to get some friendly NCAA legislation started as they begin these conversations of what it might look like. Still a ways down the road before anything is formalized in a proposal.
Dan, what is it like? It must be disorienting to hear Mark Emmert, who for so long, like his organization, resisted any intrusions from the political world, now saying, at least for our rhetorical consumption, We need your help. You guys got to come up with a framework because what's going on now and where this seems to be heading will be dangerous for the college, the collegiate model that we're trying to preserve.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, he was asked yesterday afternoon at a separate panel if this was a last resort going to Congress for him. And he wouldn't quite go that far, but it isn't an about face from what the NCAA has done for a long time. They've wanted to make their own rules. But they realize at this point that they need help. They need national intervention in order to still have some control. What they're trying to do now is make sure that whatever happens, whatever rule gets made, they still have a say in the process and they're able to regulate the future of whatever this market might look like.
Dan, you might remember a few weeks ago we had Mitt Romney on the show talking about this issue. He generated some buzz with this comment.
But look, what you can't have is a couple of athletes on campus driving around in Ferraris while everybody else is, you know, basically having a hard time making ends meet.
Now, Dan, Mitt Romney is saying that athletes should be compensated, but, you know, we've got to figure out a framework that's going to work, prevent, as he said, the Ferraris. Where is Mitt Romney's thinking on the issue now?
Yeah, I think that comment left a lot of people who have been fighting this fight for a long time scratching their heads after Romney said he was coming after the NCAA. That's much more of a rhetoric you'd expect to hear from Mark Emmert or other people working with the NCAA. So I think from talking to Romney's staff, it sounds like he is still very wide open to what this answer might look like. He knows, as does everyone else in that room, that the NCAA needs to change in some way. But I think Romney may be the hardest to pin down right now on how far he wants to push the NCAA. There are certainly people on Capitol Hill who are being much more aggressive about trying to force the NCAA to change and do more for athletes.
Dan Murphy reporting from Washington on the so-called Name, Image, and Likeness Summit. We keep hearing the walls are tumbling down. We shall see. Dan, thank you as always for joining us. And when we return...
Oh, okay, done with that. I think what was very telling about...
Dan to say goodbye.
Okay, Dan doesn't say goodbye. He just drops the mic and takes off. He's notorious for that at ESPN. Whatever you do, don't say goodbye to Dan. He'll tell you to go screw yourself. It is telling to me that they're so easy to see through. They really are. Because the fact of the matter is it would be awkward and difficult, but the NCAA is a voluntary organization. So, by and large, you could say, fine, you want to pay your athletes, go ahead. But we ain't putting you in our tournament. And all the members that are in our group have voted that if you pay your athletes, you can't play in our championship. But he can't have that. So what he's going to do is get in there and claim that, well, the big thing is I need your help so it's not a state-by-state legislation. But bullspit. It's got nothing to do with that. It's let me get in ahead of the curve here and see if I can persuade the government to make it so that we are being asked to pay as little as possible. That's what it comes down to. Because left to their own devices, left to the market, these kids could easily claim justification for being paid a lot more. And again, nobody's suggesting a scholarship's not worth anything or blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is most people who look at quite literally millions of dollars that are being made from a couple of sports and those athletes not sharing proportionately in it are going to have a hard time. So what you do is you get ahead of the curve and say, well, I'm here just to make sure that the playing field is level nationally. Oh, by the way, while we make it level nationally, is there any way we can make sure that we don't really have to pay them that much money? If he really wanted to be, you know, that way, he could say, listen, do whatever you want. Pass whatever legislation you want. Absolutely. If Bellarmine wants to say we're on board and we're paying our guys $500,000 a year, go ahead. But guess what? You're not eligible for our championship. Because our members say they don't want that. He can't afford to do that because, A, there's increasing support within the membership to pay the players. And, B, he needs those members. Suppose they all got together and said, you know what, Mark, fine, go away. We're going to put our own championship together. We're going to pay everybody $100,000, and we're going to play our own championship. We don't need you, especially the football guys who 35 years ago told the NCAA to go spit in their hat. So suppose they do it again. Well, guess who gets... putting out of a job and his $1 million a year job, him. So it's so perfectly in keeping with the complete hypocrisy at best, ineptitude at worst, or both, I don't know which is worse, of the organization. I mean, it's we don't, government, stay out of our business, stay out of our business, stay out of our business. Until, oh, wait a minute, it may put me out of business. No, please, get in our business, get in our business, get in our business. Please. It's just, it's so easy to see through it. It's never about the kids, ever, ever. It's always about the money and the organization. And if you don't see it that way, you have your head someplace where really anatomically it doesn't belong. It doesn't, and that's what's so disturbing about the element of the players themselves is always an afterthought. Doesn't mean it's completely dismissed, but it's always if we can conveniently fit what they think and the fans, forget about the fans, just give us your money and shut up. That's what it comes down to. We'll do what we want, despite the fact what you want is not jibing with that, because if we do what you want, some of us may be out of jobs. And so it's always CYA to the point where they can be completely hypocritical. If he was really sincere, if he were really sincere about, this is too much like the professional model, which obviously is so unbelievably bullspit. I mean, these are programs that are making hundreds of millions of dollars collectively. I mean, they're worried that it's going to look too professional. What are you, crazy? What do you mean looking too professional? It is professional. Okay? But, as I always like to do, let me grant you your ridiculous premise. Let's say he was really sincere about that. Well, you know what he would do? They would say, okay, listen, you guys do what you want to do, but the NCAA is not going to be part of it. Our membership is staying together, and I am the rallying cry for, come on, everybody, follow me to amateur sports. We're keeping it amateur. And you know why he can't do that? Because he would get windburn from all of the other programs racing out of the room to sign up for whatever the new endeavor was where they were going to make money. Going to make the big TV contract. You know, all of a sudden Fox would say, well, hell with you. We'll run our own championship. We don't need you. We're going to have an eight-team tournament. We're going to have eight schools. We're going to have the best players in the country. And that's what we're doing. So you don't want, you can go run your amateur organization there because that's what you're committed to. It would be ridiculous, but I would at least respect it because it would be consistent with what he says he believes. But they don't believe anything. They believe one thing. Show me the money. That's all they believe in. It's all they've ever believed in. Well, I can't say ever, because there wasn't that much money in the first place. When the NCAA was founded, there was not a lot of money. Now there's tons of money. So their approach is always about protect the money. And it's just so exhausting. And not only that, he's making oogles of money here, and he can't do his job. It's like paying. I mean, I'm amazed at that. Let's see if we can pay him a couple million dollars a year to claim, I don't know what to do here. Well, then get the hell out. Get somebody in there who does know what to do. Let's bring it to Congress and let them try and solve it. Why would you do that? Think about that. I always ask myself, all right, let me put myself in that situation. Why would I do that? Well, I would do that if I were trying to absolve myself of any responsibility for the decision. So that makes sure that then when it comes out and everybody criticizes it, I can slap my hands together and say, oh, don't blame me. I mean, you guys wanted this. No, nobody wanted this. Nobody was coming to you and saying, hey, please go to the government. No, what they were going to you and saying is, hey, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, whatever the hell you are, Mr. Czar, can you figure out a way to equitably pay the players? That's what we'd like you to do. Could you make some suggestion? They put together a committee a few years back. All right, let's see if we can get this thing straightened out. And they do Condoleezza Rice and her group, and they come with suggestions that don't address anything. You know, put a committee together to figure out how we can replace all those windows. We need new windows. How do we replace those windows? And they came back after a long study and said, well, here's what we can do to fix the leaky faucet downstairs or replace the tile in the kitchen. Okay, but how about the window thing? Well, another thing we can do is we can put a new placemat in the kitchen. Oh, but how about that whole thing with the windows? Here's another great idea. I think we need all new stationery. Okay, how about the windows? Okay, that's how they worked. That's how they worked. And then people criticize them. They go, oh, we have a bad perception. You have a bad perception because people want to know what you're doing about what they asked you about, which is equitably. Listen, I don't agree with Romney on the surface, which is, well, how can we have athletes, some athletes running around in Mercedes and some of them? Well, because the guy is generating enough money for the program. You can't, in my mind, what you should be more concerned about perhaps is the equitable scholarship and staffing. Like, to me, baseball, having to work with, what do they have? What, I even forget what the number is. It's always a fraction, right? Some stupid fraction. What do they have, 11.2 scholarships or something? And they couldn't even add another full-time assistant, which is amazing to me. You know, football's got 80 guys on the staff. They got a guy in charge of down linemen. I thought that was the guy who was in charge of depressed linemen. I thought he was in charge of, well, Billy's a little down. Tommy, go talk to him. It's okay. But they can afford that. But baseball can't afford another guy on the staff, you know, and pay him. That to me is kind of crazy. And they can't, you know, equitable scholarships is worth talking about. But in terms of sharing the revenue that they generate, I'm sorry. You know, that's like, I do this 3 hours a day. There's a couple of other people across the country I know that do this for 2 hours a day that probably make eight times what I do. I can't begrudge them that because you know what? They're generating for their company 10 times, 15 times, 20 times what I'm helping generate for this company. That's how it works. That's how the real world works, folks. So wherever you work, if there's somebody who's generating more for the company than you are, they're getting paid more. The way it works. The people who are generating money in the professional world of college sports are the football players and the basketball players. And if there's others that are generating it, there's some baseball programs that do very well. The SEC schools draw their brains out, okay? You know, the Tennessee women's basketball team, UConn women's basketball team. There are others. Fine. But please stop pretending that, you know, that I played at Division III, and even at that level, the emphasis on, you know, the marquee sports were what they are at big schools, basketball. You know, if we didn't have football, but even football, certainly in a lot of the small colleges, I get that. I played soccer, basketball, and golf. Golf certainly didn't get the same attention basketball did, nor should it. Didn't resent that. It's the way it is. So it's the same way at this level. And just deal with, you know why your perception is bad? The perception of the NCAA? Because you are dealing in this parallel, ridiculous universe that no one could look at and say, well, that makes sense. Well, that decision made sense. None of it doesn't make any sense. It's ridiculous about how they do their business. And then they, as I said, they throw nonsensical stuff at you and they expect you to say, oh, spit it back to them and claim it makes perfect sense. It doesn't. Your motivation for doing what you're doing is so transparently not consistent with what you say it is, that's why you have a bad perception. Yes, I robbed the liquor store because I'm very concerned about the funding for cancer. No, I don't think so. Not buying that, all right? So, you know, that doesn't make sense. And that's kind of like what they do. So it's just exhausting. And this last chapter, now we're going to, I thought they were going to, you know, exchange gunfire to keep the government out of their business for years and years and years and years because they don't want anybody examining their not-for-profit status. My God, if anybody really challenged that, it would be ridiculous. So you stay out, you stay out, you stay out. Now here's a difficult decision. You get in, please get in. Do my job for me. Well, our perception is really bad. Yeah, it's really, really a shame. And, I think it's a shame on a lot of levels, and not the least of which is for the fans. I still contend what I say is true. There are people, I don't like a playoff. I like a playoff. I like two more teams in a playoff. I personally am of the belief there should be more teams in the playoff, but at the very least, how can you have five power conferences and only have four teams in the playoff? It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. Texas says the NCAA is full of spit. Congress has no business getting involved. You think sports is corrupt now, just wait. Well, listen, I'm not going to argue the integrity of politicians. I can't stand politics either, but I don't want to cast aspersions. It's just that that's fine. I'm not here to try and persuade you one way or the other, but what I am saying is it's very difficult to stand by and watch a group that has fought tooth and nail to keep any outside group in from influencing what they do, and now all of a sudden go begging, hat in hand, to those people and say, hey, help us out, will you? I mean, I don't like the way we're perceived. Please. Please. Here's a We Want to Know Wednesday, Nick. Pretty good one. If you remove all the empty space from the atoms that make up every human on Earth, the world's entire population would fit in an apple. State your business. State your business. Here we go again. This magic computer, the magic computer, which everybody in the state of Kentucky must come and see for their business.
What's your business? I'm just making sure some promos were properly loaded, Bob. That's all. That is my responsibility.
Okay. So we had... For this fleeping, which I cut myself off, promo. It's a promo. We don't even make any money on this. It's a promo. We've had three different visits from people on this fleeping promo.
You just want to make sure it sounds right. Everything's
fantastic.
All right, I'm the overseer of the promos, Robert. When I ask for it to be loaded, I got to make sure it's done correctly. I don't want to pass the buck on somebody else and they do a half-assed job.
Very nice.
I got to make sure it's right.
Let's give them a big standing ovation.
He's the OPP.
We had Brian Hall come in. We had Sweeney come in. All about the promo. So is the damn promo in there? Is the promo loaded?
Yeah, it's in there, right?
It's in there, right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're driving your car, please pull it to the side of the road. If you're engaged in conversation in your office, please stop the conversation. Whatever you're doing. The amount of labor for us to get this promo put in the magic computer, I believe it deserves center stage. We should have the drum roll because we are now going to play.
It's Bixby.
The aforementioned promo.
Bixby, the
for
snare
you.
Drummer for the Woodrow Wilson Marching Band.
All right. Thank you, Bixby. All right. And here it is. Here is the aforementioned promo. Enjoy.
Kentucky football is going bowling. And for the most Belk Bowl coverage, along with live play-by-play, keep it locked on ESPN 680 and 105.7. On December 31st, we'll have live pregame coverage taking you up until kickoff at noon between the Cats and Virginia Tech. And then directly following the game, it's the Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance postgame show with James Strebel and Jason Entz. We're the first place that will take your calls. Hear live from Mark Stoops and more. Belk Bowl coverage on ESPN Louisville is presented by NetGame, Enterprise Home Improvement, and Forked Bank.
Now, if you're a U of L fan, you're screaming at the radio, what the truck? I mean, I had no presence in that at all. No presence at all. So we've interrupted the show three different times for something that does not impact me at all. So that was it.
We do have this promo, though. This wasn't one of the new ones.
Okay, this is fine. It didn't interrupt my show, so I don't care. What is this one?
Steve Rummage here. Louisville looks to stay hot Wednesday when the Cards host Miami of Ohio. And for the most pre- and post-game coverage, keep it locked on ESPN Louisville.
See?
Be sure to join Marcus Maben and myself for the Louisville basketball pregame show at 7:30 on all ESPN Louisville programming as we take you right up the tip. Then immediately after the game, it's the Coors Light postgame show, also on all ESPN Louisville programming.
All
We're the first place in town. We'll take all your calls, hear live
calls.
From Chris Mack, player sound, and more.
All
if it's Louisville
calls.
Basketball, we talk about it here on ESPN Louisville.
Oh, no, we're talking our ass off about it. Are you kidding me? I mean, they're going to talk literally. Last week, Rummage talked about it until he passed out from dehydration about 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's why he lost the radio heavyweight belt.
Exactly right.
He was spent.
So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, the first promo was actually the one we disrupted the show three times for.
Well, we also have this one. This was the second one. We just did that to appease the red listeners, because we're not Louisville Lock. We try to keep it right in the middle on this show.
So what is this one now? You mean I was interrupted all that time for two promos?
It was two. But I just played that. I just played the Louisville one so all of our rabble-roused red fans could calm down, that we were giving equal opportunity.
Okay.
Promotion, but this was the other one.
All right, it's going to be another UK one, obviously.
No.
The NFL plays on ESPN Louisville.
Connor breaks a tackle at the five, dancing down the right sideline. He's in for the touchdown.
We have you covered all day Saturday with a triple header starting at 12:30. It's the Texans at Bucks, followed at 4:15 by the Bills and Patriots. And for the nightcap, we'll join the Rams and 49ers in progress directly after the UK postgame show. It's all Saturday on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Very nice.
Patty just informed me that we're missing one. After all that, there's still one. Fantastic.
There you go. So we still
I'm in here.
You still don't have. Oh, thank God. When you explain it that way, I think all the listeners join me in saying interrupt the damn show as often as you'd like. In fact, if you will text us your phone number and your address, we'll send Patty to your business to interrupt you in person so you don't have to get it secondhand here. He'll just march right in, preferably while you're in a meeting, and start poking around your computer. And then you can get the true flavor of doing the V-Show. I think that is a wonderful experience. So just send us when you're at work, where you work, and preferably if you're in a very important meeting. That'd be great. He's just going to march. By the way, there's no knocking. You just throw open the damn door and march in and start popping keys on the keyboard. So this will be, we need that promoted. Is there, what would be a good company to sponsor that?
Larry, did you send those blueprints?
That's it.
Pat, we're in here trying to seal a client. Did you send those blueprints?
Perfect. Now you.
No.
That's it. Patty, he'll do it. He'll bring you the whole ball of wax. He'll come in with complete indifference to what it is you're doing.
I mean,
a shade of arrogance.
The mafia, all right. If the mafia is like discussing some type of drug deal or arms deal, I'm going to come in there and say, hey.
March in.
Hey, did you cut these drugs right?
Exactly.
Did you cut these drugs right?
That's the kind of quality control.
It does not matter if the deal is going down right now. Did it get done right?
Here's the irony of the whole thing. He'll be offered like six jobs around the city. We'll do it for one day, and all people are like, damn, we want that Patty chilled water guy. No, it's Patty Ice. Whatever. Get his ass in here, because ever since he joined us, sales are up 12%. We got rid of that dead weight Willie downstairs. We never knew what the hell he was doing anyway. And Patty just came in and literally threw him out, physically grabbed him by his shirt and threw him into the street. That guy's good. That guy is good. That's what I'm talking about. There you go. That's the kind of commitment to quality that we roll with here on the V-Show.
You know, if you're not working hard, we'll get you out of here, you son of a bitch. That's how it goes.
That's it. We've raised the bar where people, guests, feel that they can come in and swear on our show. It's kind of like an atmosphere in your home where you're just comfortable. Make somebody feel comfortable. What? You don't wear pants here? Sure. Let me just drop these bad boys and join in the festivities. So he said a potty word, Nick. Did you realize that? And Nick's looking for something in the aforementioned state-of-the-art computer where you can never find anything when you want to.
That was when the pants came on.
Yes, that was 10 minutes ago.
Is the moment gone? And I heard he swore, but we
he did. He did swear.
But I don't have to drop son of a bee, do I?
He didn't say son of a bee. He said the word, son of a witch is what he said.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I'm saying.
You don't have to drop that?
He didn't.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you heard it this morning. Diener went on an epic rant.
Somebody said to me that your rant today can't hold a candle because he got dumped three different times.
He got dumped twice, and then I edited it. He said GD.
Oh, you can't say that.
I know.
Really?
Dumped it both, did his producerly duty. But the problem is you have a 20-second delay back here, and you can manually drop it, but that's kind of hard. That's more for like when you cough. It's easier just to hit the 10-second dump.
Sure.
So you basically have two torpedoes here.
Right.
So he fired one torpedo, and then Drew swore again, and he fired the second torpedo. And at that point, it's like a refractory period. You kind of have to wait for it to build up a little bit again. So he got on the air and he told Drew, like, hey, I'm at a dump back here. Please don't swear again. I actually have that cut.
Wait a minute. That sentence was worth its cost of price of admission.
Oh, it's a 2 minute
I'm out of dump back here. Yeah. I'm out of dump.
And Blakey Baker goes, you're at a dump. What? And Drew is still ranting. I mean, it's a great piece of audio.
Immodestly, he's the vice president. Wait a minute. He's the vice president, but I'm going to take some credit for that. I've inspired Drew he's always been angry, but it's always been showbiz angry. I've inspired him to swear on the air, I think. I think he's listened to our show, and he said, well, if that jackass can do that and get best radio host in Louisville, I'll be dropping some F-bombs my own self, because that's how I'm going to roll, because I'm the angry little man. No one takes that crown from me. I'm the angry little man morning host. Is this it?
Yeah, this
All right,
is
here it.
I agree with you. Like, I would play Notre Dame every year if we could get them on our schedule, because it's a great trip when you go up there, and it's a great environment when you bring them to your home field. I would play Notre Dame.
You're starting to dip down in the weeds. The reason they play, it's part of the deal with the ACC.
Correct.
There's no other reason.
But it helps schedule, though.
Stop.
What are you talking about?
That's the reason they play.
Sure.
Don't give me the opt-out. That's the reason
they
play.
I'm not giving
you
the opt-out.
The text line is incorrect. Let me tell you how incorrect the text line is.
All right.
I can't have any more damn irrational arguments.
Or why Jesus. Are they? Why are they upset?
Whoa. Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
I'm just asking.
Stop
you.
It! When the text line is incorrect, I'm telling you the reason it's incorrect, and you're getting down into the weeds and circling back somehow to Dave Baker. Get him out of your head.
I'm not in my head.
Yes, he is.
I'm fine. Head, talking about Louisville, Notre Dame. Louisville, Notre Dame.
The reason they play is because of the deal with the ACC.
Correct.
Period. End of God sentence.
Okay. I never said that it wasn't the case. And it's very helpful, by the way.
End of God sentence.
I don't understand why you're mad.
I'm out of dumps. Don't do that again.
Just
you're out of
stop.
Dumps?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the dump has to reset.
I had to dump
the dump twice. Has to reset.
I don't understand why you're upset.
Because I'm correcting the text line, and you are venturing back into your argument with Buzz.
I'm not
venturing. Some teams opt out.
We're
no,
fine.
No. The reason they play is because of the agreement with the Atlantic Coast Conference.
I know.
Fine. Then that's where we move to the next text that okay. I was trying to work in. I'm done. Screw the text. I'm done. I'm done with the text line. You had your fun that segment. Let's stop and
well, read
I
it.
Can't even.
Read
I
it.
Can't, I can't even.
Go. Read it.
I can't even.
Read go. It.
Processes.
Read like, it.
I don't even know where to go now because now we've gotten so many moments
read
like
it.
This are why the stream is a better way to listen. Yes, because that just, you know, that didn't go out.
Well, read your follow-up text.
I'm trying to find them now, but now the text line has exploded because you won't let me just correct the text line when they are making an incorrect
okay.
statement. All right. Where do we go? I see back and forth there. I don't know, I can't. I'm worn out.
That's quality, Drew. All I can say is Texas says the da-da-da-da-da-da is something I could hear Bob doing. That's why, yes, I could relate to that. Because absolutely, what is his anger stemming from? His anger is stemming from
there's no other reason.
It helps schedule, though.
That's really good. Because think about it. You know, this is the anger I'm here for. I'm here for this because that is what drives me nuts. He is simply stating a fact. Everyone seems to think like it's sports radio, so we're giving opinions. You know, the 1975 Reds won the World Series. Well, I don't think that's... No,
it helps schedule
a fact.
Stop.
What are you talking about?
It's a fact. Oh, and now we got somebody else who has to state their business. Sure. What the hell? It's the V show. Doesn't matter.
It helps schedule.
What the hell's he want now? You know, you should be limited. It's like we're going to have to get those little membership cards. You should only be limited to one visit. It's like a mound
like
visit.
A Subway card. You get a 6-inch sub if you bought 19. No, I was listening to you back in the office. No, Diener has been exasperated. He's been frustrated by Billy Reid. He was angry here.
You think that was more anger?
That was true anger.
He should be. He was giving a fact. The man was giving a fact, and people wanted to make a discussion about it. That pisses me off, too. There's plenty of room for opinion. You know, this player's better than that player. This team's better than that team. Whatever. That's what drives sports radio. But when you can't give a fact, the reason they play is he's a gazillion percent right is the A freaking CC. That's the only blinking reason they play.
You know a baseball player that's a compiler, and he gets in the Hall of Fame? I believe that this was all compiling.
Yeah, it was a career. Achievement.
Because he had Blankenbaker and Baker and Buzz Baker were screaming at each other.
Yes.
And then he had Blankenbaker, who wouldn't give on the point that he thinks Louisville is ahead of Clemson. Like, he wouldn't give on that, and then eventually he just melted. But that was scary Diener.
No,
I've only
Diener.
Seen him one other time when he...
That was when he killed the guy on the sidewalk.
No, he ejected an employee back in the day.
I don't remember that. He threw a guy
there.
Out?
Oh, yeah, like an umpire.
Oh, man. Now, why didn't I hear... I don't hear, though, a lot of the good stories. But
it helps schedule...
That is a great drop, by the way. That is. I'm not trying to even do it that fast.
But
It helps schedule him out.
I mean, seriously, he's absolutely right. There's few things that get – there's three things that set me over the edge. One is if you imply my sons or I are stupid. You can disagree with us, but I know factually that's not true. So that's offensive and really, really dumb. The second is when you give a fact on the air and somebody wants to debate the fact. You know, there is no such thing as alternative facts. A fact is a fact. 2 and 2 = 4 always will equal 4. That's the way that goes. And the other one is when they want to have an argument with you. Nick knows this drives me over the edge. They give their side, you give your side, and then they tell you why that's not really how you feel and why you're saying that. And I always say at that point, I might as well leave because you don't need me for this argument. You're going to argue your side and my side. So when you're done, call me and tell me what I really felt because I'm here telling you opposite and you still dismiss. Those three will put me over the edge. That was
category. It helps schedule, though.
That was category 2, which was a fact, debating the fact, push me over the edge. How do I get that DD drop as a ringtone? That would seriously be awesome. There is a way you can do that.
We have a Dropbox up here, and occasionally I see, by the way, this is, there we go. There's a short in this headset.
Sure.
It's shoved
because
in there.
Because as you pointed out earlier, everything is state of the art in radio.
And what we do have that's state of the art back here, I immediately break. So I take I don't know. I might have broken this one. I don't think I did. Maybe. Regardless, you can't shove it all the way in the board. It can only be halfway.
He says he wants the ringtone because he would like it for his ex-wife. Thanks.
Well, there's a Dropbox up here, and I see some of the funny stuff that gets dropped that I know that they're going to play on the take and the drive later on today. And there's a drop, and it just says drop-diener- da 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 da. So they've already isolated that. So, yeah, I think that'll be a drop going forward for sure. By the way, we're supposed to get Eric Crawford on 8 minutes ago.
Oh, well, you better call him and apologize and see if he'll do it at the 2.
Why?
Because
why don't we just get him on now?
Get one to, because the texts are hilarious and we have to read them. This one says, Diener has underlying anger issues. Ha, ha, ha. There's nothing at all scary about Diener. Little Napoleon can only hold your job over your head. I can never be you guys. The text would like it for my ex-wife. Dismissing the rant, I pose a serious question. Will Notre Dame ever get in the football championship again unless it's a full member of the ACC? They were just in the playoff, what? Was it last year? Why would they not be able to get back in? That doesn't make any sense.
Was it last year or 2 years ago?
Whatever. It's not like ancient history. I mean, I don't understand that. That one I don't quite get. When I first heard it, I thought it was Bob ranting at Fatty Ice, who he calls in the text Matty Ice, by the way, which I kind of like. I like Matty Ice. Then you can be making lots of money for the Falcons. And I'm not going to read the rest of that. Mark?
Ooh, we got the third promo loaded.
Oh, well, my God. Now I can die happy. Fantastic. Let's all, everybody pull over. Quiet. Hey, you. Stop talking. We're going to play a promo now, which the entire station came to a screeching, blucking halt so that we could get this in the computer. So make sure you listen and pay attention. All right, here it comes. Ready?
Oh, should I cue Bixby? Cue Bixby.
Good tight radio show. These are Sounds of Silence brought to this dead air brought to you by Jablonski's Funeral Home.
Sorry, Bixby.
ESPN Louisville is your home again this year for bowl season. We'll feature more than 20 bowl games, including live play-by-play of the Music City Bowl, the Belk Bowl, and the College Football Playoff. It all starts Saturday at 5:30 with the Camellia Bowl between FIU and Arkansas State, followed by the New Orleans Bowl featuring UAB and Appalachian State, both on 93.9 The Ville. Bowl season on ESPN Louisville is presented by Caesars Southern Indiana,
Baptist
Health Sports Medicine, UPS Jobs, and the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Safety. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. So now you are promoed up to your eyeballs. We are promoed. My God, are we promoed. So, again, I'm telling you, take advantage of the Patty Ice, I'm marching and do what the hell I do service. Just call us. It's 1-800-INTERRUPT.
Isn't that Cintas?
1-800-INTERRUPT. I'll march in and just...
Patty's like an aggressive Cintas. Isn't that what they do? They basically...
Cintas comes and disrupts your meetings?
Well,
I don't think so.
They kind of help your business run. You know, they do like the first aid kits.
By the way, in fairness to Diener, since we're... I think before Nick gets off the headset here, I think we need to mention this. because the radio is showbiz. And the sad thing about Drew is I'm outing him here is that he is happy as a clam. He's got a lady in his life that is making him extremely happy, and so he's got to muster up. That's why I think he keeps Billy around, so Billy can piss him off, so that he doesn't get too happy. And people are like, what is this? Who's this little clown I'm listening to in the morning? So he's like, oh, Billy's here. Go down, pissed off again. So now I can get back on and just scream at people. Well, I don't know why he needs him. Well, you just have Patty come in early. Patty will piss him off. Patty pisses everybody off.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong on that one.
Absolutely,
you're not wrong on that one.
Thank you.
So, I mean, there's something we agree upon, and Patrick Rice does piss everybody off.
That's what I'm talking about.
Patrick Ice off.
That's the way. Sometimes he goes into a mirror and just angers himself. You got to walk in there. Patty, stop it. He's punching the mirror. That little son, that's you that's saying that. I don't care. That guy's driving me nuts. That's what he does. That's what he brings. Because you know what? Come hell or high water, we're getting the promos in that magic computer. Get out of the damn way, you son of a... I'm putting the promos in. Get out of the way. That's one of our advertisers. I don't give a spit. Get out of the way. I got promos to put in the magic computer. What do you think this is? What kind of rodeo do you think we're running here? How will people know that we got 13,000 bowl games? Or shocked to find out that we actually talk about UK and U of L basketball after the damn games? I thought it was the farm report. But now I know because he marched in and got it in the magic computer. Life can go on as we know it. Yay! And then you just picture Patty sitting in the hall outside the main studio, sweaty, exhausted. He's just sitting there, and he's like, oh, please, no more promos. I just can't. I don't have the energy. I killed two guys. I had to kill two guys to get those in there. I don't have any more in me. I'm sorry.
I mean, look, I've only killed three people this week. I mean, let's calm it down. I mean, we've got Billy Bob in Human Resources. We had to slit his throat. I mean, he wasn't having no promos. I said, you know what? You don't want the promos, Billy. We're going to slit your throat because somebody's got to get these promos in. Right? All right.
Well, thank God. Right. You know what? Right. It's like you are Jack Nicholson in, you know, you need me on that wall. You know, you're damn right I gave the, whatever this thing is. I gave the code red. Of course I gave the code red. Hey, you need those promos. You need those promos on the wall.
I just hope Eric Crawford is just sitting somewhere, and he got curious. He's like, I wonder why he haven't called me yet. And he just turns on the radio, and he hears you screaming about me and me screaming.
Absolutely. Quality entertainment there, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what else is quality entertainment? Watch as he seamlessly segues.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Yep, that's Patty. Because we need him on those promos. Damn. You need me on that wall. That's what I'm talking about. So please.
As Patty was leaving, he said, you need those promos. He said under his breath, damn right.
Hey, listen, you take your job seriously, but you don't take yourself seriously, and then you go far in this world. You know how else you go far in this world? When you make a great product like they do at Universal Windows Direct. Everybody could use a few extra bucks around the holidays. Schedule a free in-home estimate with my guys from Universal Windows Direct, and they're going to give you a $100 Amazon gift card just for meeting with one of their home improvement experts. Then when you replace your old drafty windows with brand new, beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Universal, you'll save so much on your energy bills, you'll have even more spending cash year after year. Listen, it's already cold. It was really cold this morning, by the way. If you're feeling it in your home or you felt cold inside last winter, you need new windows. And you know what else? I'm looking at the forecast. It's supposed to go to the 60s. Did you see that? In the next few days, it's going to go in the 60s. That is when you're wasting all of your energy money. You've been heating. Now the house, oh my gosh, now you got to cool it down. I'm not saying you're going to need air conditioning, but it's just very, very difficult when your house is bad, that the seals on the windows are poor, and quite literally all the energy that you're paying for, all the utilities are going out the window. Don't suffer through another winter in a cold, uncomfortable home. Universal Windows Direct's windows are specifically made to perform in our climate. Super Spacer technology, that superhero. Super Spacer. Look, up in the sky, it's a screen door. It's a storm window. It's Super Spacer. keeps the edge of the glass warmer, holds the seal longer, and locks up the bad... Wait, no, that's wrong. It doesn't do that. But it does all the other stuff I said. It does not lock up the bad guys, but it does keep your home much more comfortable, and the windows last up to 5 times longer than other windows without it. Plus, my guys Bill and Mike, who are the true super spacers, they always back it up with a true lifetime warranty, so you're covered for as long as you own your home and 30 years to the next homeowner. Right now, buy 2 windows, get 2 free. Buy 8, get 8 free. You get the deal. Buy any number of windows and get that same number free. No limit. 0% financing for 36 months. Some restrictions apply. Plus, schedule your free in-home estimate today and get that $100 Amazon gift card to help out with your holiday shopping. It's not too late to make sure your home is ready for winter. 502-487-5200. Go to universalwindowsdirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows, but I hate interruptions in the control room.
I love my windows, but I hate patty ice.
No, I don't hate patty.
No, none of us do.
I think it's amazing that everyone can just march into my room. Very.
Eric Crawford said we'll have to keep it short. The interview. He said he's still available. Probably because Chubba Purdy's announced where the hell he's going to go at 2:15.
2:15.
We're efforting that here. So yes.
Okay. I'd hate to be Bob's nurse in the nursing home. I'm not there yet, but someday we've already talked about that. I'll be. Legally insane for, I'm going to guess, 18 months before people realize, you know, I think he's lost his mind. No, that's just what he does. No, this is really unusual for him. No, really. That's just, he's running down the street half naked screaming, he's Abraham Lincoln. No, I think we did that show once. I seem to remember that.
No, that's a theme they do on the V Show.
Yeah, that's just Thursday. Hey, why do we have somebody bringing a present? Somebody got a gift? Somebody got flowers? Is that for all the dead air? Did somebody send flowers for all the dead air?
Wait, no. This is amazing. Can we say this on the air?
Somebody sent flowers commemorating all the dead air, right?
Is that from the AG?
The Attorney General?
Oh, the anonymous girlfriend.
She sent you flowers?
Not me. That's how rumors get started. No. Patty, describe what this is.
Oh, for the love of God.
It's a bouquet of roses.
Very nice. Who's it addressed to?
Drew Diener.
Well, we don't give a damn. He's getting another thing. People interrupt my show. They deliver presents to not me. Get it the hell out of here. I don't care. Get him. Go stick in his office. We'll bring it tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning when he's here. This is unbelievable. My show is the dumping ground for all the other shows. It's unbelievable. They do their business here. They load their promos. They interrupt. They get gifts delivered. We just sit here and keep plugging along. And win best of bestie awards. You know, we're getting a plaque. Did you know that?
Hey, there we go.
Yeah,
a little bit of hardware.
Excited about that.
Are you going to put it? Are you going to put that in here too?
About the plaque?
Yeah, because there's a V Foundation award up here, and I realized
for the station
when I hold up the copy for you to read. Sometimes you're like, move it up. It's because
that thing's blocking it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is that what we're going to do? We're just going to cover the glass with hardware, and then I will never be able to see
each other.
Nobody
has even said congratulations to me about that, other than Nathan. So I'm not putting it in the studio. I'm going to hide it in my office, so I'll feel good about it. But the rest of them, this way, it's harder for them to go spit on it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. ESPN 680 105.7.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.